You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Okay, we're going to finish up on the series on biblical law. And I've been talking about the six places in the Bible, Matthew 5, where Jesus restored spiritual aspects to God's physical law. So not only did he not do away with the physical, he restored the spiritual, the precepts, to the original intent to God's law. So let's continue on here. Let's take a look at Matthew 5:31. Jesus talking. Furthermore, it has been said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason except sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery. Wow, so did the law get nailed to the cross? The church is rampant with divorce today. There are all kinds of divorce. In fact, it's sad because the church is no more better in marriage statistics than secular people out in the world that are just shacking it up and living like there is no tomorrow. Let's take a look at another one. Matthew 5:33. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oaths to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black, but let your yes be yes and your no, no, for whatever is more than these is from the evil one. Do you swear an oath? Have you ever gone to court, raised your right hand, and swore an oath? You violated what Jesus said to do. Have you ever filled out an affidavit and sworn, subscribed and sworn before me, the notary? You violated what Jesus said to do. And don't tell me that you had no choice, because I've been to court multiple times. I've filled out multiple affidavits. I've faced this issue multiple times, and there is a legal remedy that the courts recognize for this. The preachers just won't tell you because they don't want to tell you God's law is valid. Let's look at another one, Matthew 5:38. You have heard it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away. Do you even know what law this is based off of? Let's look at the last one, Matthew 5:43. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Verse 45. That you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes the sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. Do you love those who love you, and what reward have you? Do you even the tax collectors do the same? We're out of time, but Jesus didn't nail the cross to the law, or the law to the cross. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.